about 6 months. I took a sales job, thought it'd give me more flexibility. And about 3 months or 4 months into that sales job, a buddy of mine got married, and weddings were always good for, you know, pretty good run. And I was out on about a 3 or 4 day drunk. I called in a couple of days, didn't call in the next two. And at the stag night, I got really loaded and got, not in a physical fight, but I got in a fight with the guys at the card game, and I woke up. I didn't know if I had a job, a fiance, or a place to live until I was married, and that was kind of an economic necessity. And I was just panicked, and all of a sudden the recommendation of my father and my psychiatrist that I call AA didn't seem like such a bad idea, and I called Alcoholics Anonymous. And one of the loves I have is for central office. You know, I called central office. They called an old-timer down there, and he got a couple of guys. And I went and I met two guys at a cafe. And I was really curious as to what they were going to look like. You know, I mean, that, you know, not much denial in my alcoholism. And when you're young and in trouble, you get put in front of a lot of people for help. Doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, psychologists, judges, you know, priests, nuns, bishops, you know, all of the above, parents. And I've been in front of a lot of people for help, but they usually aren't great conversations. You're kind of the subject of the conversation, but they're asking you questions, and at the end of the, you know, then they make a recommendation. I kind of thought it was going to be like this when I went and met these AA guys. And I went and met them at a cafe about 2 miles from my house. One guy had 6 years, one guy had 6 months. And they sat me down and said, "We're from AA. We had a drinking problem. We found an answer in Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're here to share it with you, and we hope it helps you. But whether it helps you or not, if for some reason it helps us to share that story with other people." And they told me their drinking stories. And that was the first time I'd ever talked to another person who had a drinking problem. We have many traditions in AA, one of the most wonderful ones of which is that we share our experience, strength, and hope, and not our philosophy, not our ideology. There's something powerful when you share your life with another person. Those two men and the sharing of their life and the sharing of their drinking story changed my life that night. That night I went to my first meeting of AA. And I drank twice after walking in AA. I was sober about a month, and I went on a business trip to the West Coast, and I was told to call AA, and I didn't, and I drank out there. And then I was back, and I got sober for about 3 months, and we went on our honeymoon. And I think in the back of my mind, I always planned to drink on our honeymoon. And we honeymooned in Mexico, you know, where the divers dive off those cliffs. I dove off those cliffs on my last drunk. And I was in the audience watching a world high diving contest. I thought, "God, that's not so tough." And I had a swimsuit on under my Bermudas. I dove off the public landing, climbed up the cliff. I got up to about 80 or 90 feet. I split my swimsuit. I cut my leg. I was stuck. My wife is going absolutely nuts. Here's this idiot, you know, she's married 3 days, and this horse's ass is on this cliff, and all she can picture is Minnesotan brought home in a body bag. And I'm trying to figure out whether to jump or dive, and I finally figured out the hell with it, and I dove, and God watches after fools and drunks, because I made it. If I would have jumped, I would have died. You have to get out almost 30 feet to hit the channel, and you can't get out 30 feet jumping. I didn't know that. At least I might have known it intuitively. I did not know it didactically. And then we started vacationing down there. We took the kids down there, and on my 10th anniversary, I think, she gave me a card of a picture of that chasm in La Quebrada, and it said, "There but for the grace of God" on the bottom. And I said, "God, honey, that's the dumbest thing I've ever done." And she said, "Bob, it's not even in the top 10. So, I don't know. I don't know how you can share a life and see it so differently. A number of years back, I was gaining weight, and I said, "I'm really getting too heavy." I said, "I think I'll get a bike." She said, "Good idea." So I got a Harley. And she was not pleased at all. So it gets harder to please your spouse as time goes on. And so I came back. I had my last drink on that airplane, December 10th, 1967. And I didn't want to go back to the meeting. I was embarrassed. And she said, "Oh, for God's sakes, call Warren." So I called